This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi today. The Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan and Chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. India has strongly raised the issue of Pahalgam terror attack at the United Nations and also flagged a Pakistani minister's confession to training and funding terrorists. Pointing to a recent TV interview of Pakistan Defence Minister Khwaja Asif, India's Deputy Permanent Representative at the UN, Yojana Patel, said, "The whole world has heard Pakistan's Defence Minister's confession of Pakistan's history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organisations." She said the open confession surprises no one and exposes Pakistan as a rogue state, fueling global terrorism and destabilising the region. Prime Minister Modi today said the government aims to empower the youth with skills that make them self-reliant and position India as a global innovation hub. Mr. Modi said the government is modernizing the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. The Prime Minister stated this while addressing the YUGM conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He noted that the new education policy is driving transformation in the country. Mr. Modi stressed the importance of strengthening India's research ecosystem to achieve national goals. He said, "A time frame of the next 25 years has been set by the government for the goal of a developed India."
हमने विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य के लिए अगले 25 वर्षों की समय सीमा तय की है। हमारे पास समय सीमित है, लक्ष्य बड़े हैं। ये मैं वर्तमान स्थिति के लिए नहीं कह रहा हूँ। और इसलिए ये जरूरी है कि हमारे आइडिया की प्रोटोटाइप से प्रोडक्ट तक की यात्रा भी कम से कम समय में पूरी हो। जब हम लैब से मार्केट तक की दूरी को कम कर देते हैं तो रिसर्च के परिणाम लोगों तक तेजी से पहुंचने लगते हैं।
Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said that green hydrogen is the fuel of the future and urged the micro, small and medium enterprises to collaborate for technology development in the production of green hydrogen. The minister was speaking after inaugurating a workshop on National Green Hydrogen Mission opportunities for MSMEs in New Delhi today. The Delhi Cabinet today approved a draft bill to regulate fees in private and government schools in the national capital. The decision was made in response to growing frustration among parents over exorbitant hikes in school fees. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta informed that the bill outlines complete guidelines and procedures for determining fees in all schools in Delhi, including aided, unaided and private institutions.
आज ड्राफ्ट बिल हमने कैबिनेट में पास किया है जो कि दिल्ली के सभी स्कूलों में वेदर दैट इज एडेड नॉन एडेड प्राइवेट और हर प्रकार के स्कूल दिल्ली के 1677 स्कूल जो प्राइवेट स्कूल्स हैं उनमें फीस को लेकर के पूरा का पूरा गाइडलाइन पूरा प्रोसीजर तय करेगा और पहली बार इतिहास में दिल्ली सरकार के द्वारा ऐसा बिल बनाया जा रहा है जो कि अपने आप में फुल प्रूफ है।
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal Party has retained power in the country's general election. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated Mr. Carney on his election as the Prime Minister of Canada and to the Liberal Party on their victory. In Trinidad and Tobago, main opposition party United National Congress's leader Kamala Prasad Bisesar claimed victory in the general election to become the next Prime Minister of the Twin Island Caribbean nation, defeating ruling People's National Party. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated Kamala Prasad Bisesar on her victory in the elections. In women's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 15 runs in the second ODI of the Tri-Nation Series in Colombo. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, India posted 276 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.